I have four words for you now, or three words and a number. Town Hall Title II. That's a shorthand version of what the chairman of the FCC wants for the internet. Tom Wheeler, in an op-ed posted today on Wired.com, wants the internet to be an unrestricted town hall for communications and commerce. And to achieve that, he wants to regulate internet providers under Title II of the 1934 Communications Act, which means they would be like utilities. Is this net neutrality, where there would be no faster lanes, just the fast lane for all of us? We will have many conversations about this leading up to the FCC vote. We want to hear from you on the net neutrality issue. Tweet us at The Takeaway or call 877-8-MY-TAKE. But we thought we would ask someone who will be living the result of all this, a junior at MIT, Kirtan Keeney, who wrote an interesting essay on the subject for MIT's The Tech newspaper. Kirtan, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you, John. Glad to be here.
Are you opposed to net neutrality? Are you endorsing net neutrality?
I'm certainly endorsing net neutrality. Net neutrality, at its very fundamental level, basically says that all information that's sent across the internet is treated the same way, no matter who's sending it or who's receiving it, which makes a big difference in terms of sending information, providing services, especially since the internet touches all of us in so many ways and at an increasing time.
You write in your essay that you're concerned that the government decision might end up creating a problem for cities like Chattanooga, Tennessee, which are way ahead of the game in providing fast internet service and may be forced to slow down. What's your concern?
My concern stems from a specific bill that's currently being debated in both the Senate and the House and has strong support by party leadership in both chambers. Specifically, it would cut the FCC's knees out from under it in allowing a lot of these cities to be able to provide the municipal networks, the fiber optic cables that city governments currently are investing in to all the surrounding areas. A lot of state governments have, since cities have tried to make these networks, put up restrictions. So outside specific bounds, they can't offer better service. Right now, the FCC has the ability to strike down those laws, strike down the state's basically reduction of competition. And the bill in the Senate and the House would strip away their ability to do so.
And basically, internet providers like Verizon and Comcast want to preserve their right to offer the fastest service and not be undercut by municipal services. That's basically the conflict here.
Yes.
So do you think the FCC should be able to regulate this sort of thing? Do you think that there's not an argument for the private sector being able to make money off of faster internet service?
If the private sector had a decent amount of competition, then I would say that the FCC probably would not need to act. However, in a number of different areas, specifically, for example, Chairman Wheeler said 80% of Americans have at least, at most rather, one option for good broadband, and over 20% have no service at all. In so many regions around the U.S., broadband companies, cable companies specifically, have so little competition that the FCC right now has the responsibility to act to allow greater competition in these areas from actors such as municipal networks.
It appears that the White House supports Tom Wheeler's Title II approach to the internet. First of all, do you think this is a good solution? And secondly, do you think it's likely to pass muster over this bill, which, as you say, would take the FCC out of the equation altogether?
As with all solutions, it depends on how it's implemented. But giving the FCC the ability and the powers, which it previously didn't have, to ensure that an open internet does remain is certainly a good thing. And as to whether or not it would pass muster in response to the bill, I don't know that even if this bill did pass the House and the Senate, the president would actually sign it, given that he's incredibly opposed to at least one, if not multiple, provisions inside it. The president last year came out in favor of Title II, which the Chairman Wheeler proposed earlier today. The bill that I was speaking of also strips out the FCC's ability to, in any time in the future, reclassify broadband under Title II.
So you would expect a veto in that situation, and there's the battle right there from a junior at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Kirtan, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, John.
Kirtan Keeney is a student at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology who says he wants to go into the internet startup Silicon Valley tech business and is very concerned about the outcome of the FCC vote.